Just run him up a little bit now and try a few in A. Try a little bit of old Joe Clark, if I can think of him.
Limbered up a little bit here, I guess.
What
Did you start out playing in, with those kind of tunings, with the high bass tuning?
No, it was an old guy that showed me that.
Yeah? Who was that?
Well, two or three of them really was another old guy that lived up above me, where I lived at, on the other creek, on the other Steer Creek. Mm-hmm. And he's passed away now, but he was really a literate guy. He didn't know one tune from another. What if he'd want to play a certain piece, he'd say, let's play one of them, like an old fellow went to the country, he'd call him by his name, showed me how to play. But he didn't know what he was playing.
Huh.
And then he said, now we have to tune up the fiddle, tune the bass strings up higher. And something else, he said, now you have to tune them little strings down littler. And he showed me all the different ways to...
And who was that?
Tyson Moss. Hmm. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know, he wouldn't have known his name if he'd have seen it. Hmm. Wrote it on paper. Hmm. But that's, and he showed me all them different ways to...
Did you ever use tunings with two basses run up and then drop the first string down?
Mm-hmm.
What tunes did he play in those tunes, do you know?
Well, he played several of them, but I don't... One of them was Black Mountain Rag.
Yeah.
And then he played another one called... let's see, what was it now? Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And another one with just one string tuned down, half, not quite down as much as do for the Black Mountain Rag, called Granny Will Your Dog Bite. And Home Sweet Home and Bonaparte's Retreat. And
he played down Bonaparte's Retreat with the basses run up. Mm-hmm. or run down?
Run up.
Hmm.
And then your first string just tuned about half as much down as what you would for the Black Mountain Rag.
Yeah, I call that old sledge tuning. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that tune played there?
Uh-uh.
That's what I've only heard, I think, maybe two or three tunes played in that key. When in the tuning you just had it, when you just had the two basses up, what do you call that tuning? Do you have a name for
just,
it?
Just high bass.
Just high bass, yeah.
Now try one in D chord. And then you turn your bass string down to low bass.
Thank you.
Did that Tyson Moss, was that his name? Mm-hmm. Did he play most of these?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he played Casey Jones in that key too. I can't keep my belly too fat anymore. It wants to roll away from So Granny Willie dog bite, no child no. Granny Willie bite, dog bite, no child no. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get on to tune the guitar down like this? Somebody played with through that?
Yeah. You could tune.
For those deep.
Yeah, tune this like this and that. Bass down low, and then your banjo down to that low D key for Home Sweet Home, and it makes it sound like a trio or a quartet singing together. That's what this does here when you change these tunes here and hit two strings at once. It had the same effect on music as what two people harmonizing together. Thank you.
that guy you seen, how he done with the boat. Tell him about that.
That old guy, where I tell you about didn't know anything about reading or writing anything, he tried to teach me how what he called rocking the bow. And certain tunes you play, it would, like Black Mountain Rag, where we use the fingers to pick up there.
Yeah.
He would take that heel, hit this first string like that with the heel of his bow, and then bounce it back really quick and catch a point of it under that string. Well, he could do that fast like that, never miss a lick. And I tried hours and hours, and I never could master it. But he could just sit there and fiddle in his arm, just pick, 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 pick. Never miss a lick. And he said, that's rocking the bow. But I never could master it. I seen a few guys years ago when I was a kid do that. Did you ever hear of Clayton McMitchin?
Yeah.
He used to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. He was the first one I ever seen do that in person.
Did he ever play up in this country somewhere? Or?
Yeah, he played here in West Virginia some, but where I seen him at was down in Virginia.
Yeah.
He used to play out of Roanoke quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Not a Bluefield, West Virginia. He played both of those stations.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Clayton McMitchin. Well, he played with the Skiltwickers, and he played with later on, it was the Wildcats or something like that?
Yeah, Georgia Wildcats. Georgia Wildcats. That's the one I seen him with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got tapes of him.
I'm going to tell you another guy that used to play in this country. Like, did you ever hear him, Scott Clouser? He's been dead for several years.
Now, is he related to Teddy Clouser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, it would be... he'd been the first cousin to Ted's dad, I reckon.
Uh-huh. And what did he do? Well, how did he play? Did he play?
He played a lot of them old tunes like that. And he used to play a lot of some of them, but I never heard the name of them. He's like this old guy where he showed me a lot of these. He said, now here's one that so-and-so taught me how to fiddle, and he didn't know the name of it either. He just cut loose on it.
Yeah.
And one of them, this old guy, where I tell you about Moss, he played the 8th of January, and he never did know what it was. And I never knowed what it either until I heard it several times after that and seen it on the record.
Yeah.
But what it amounts to is that... Battle of New Orleans, that guy took that 8th of January and made the words to it.
Yeah, the 8th of January was the date.
Mm-hmm.
The old fiddle tune was to commemorate the Battle of New Orleans. The Battle of New Orleans took place on the 8th of January.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was Jimmy Driftwood or somebody put the words to it.
Yeah.
So you play in that key, and then you drop it on down and play it in Black Mountain Rag key?
Yeah.
And did you ever hear the key where you, I guess you're still playing in A, but it's different than both of those? But you still just drop your E string down?
No, you drop the E, see here? And then your third one's is on standard G, and then your fourth one is up high.
Is up high, okay. Okay, so, and that's... And some people play the Bonaparte Retreat and they drop this one way down low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's what you call detuning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think I'm it. Hey.
Thank you.
guy taught me years ago. I just about forgot it. It was, I thought of it there a second when I was playing that. Wild Goose Chase. And that goes in that same key. When you go down on that second string, it's supposed to sound like a wild geese are going up.
I never had her played. You play the Jack of Diamonds there?
Yeah, I think that goes up on the next high. Cried, stuck my finger in the baby's eye. What you could do with the baby old, take you to his mammy old.
You play the next, like from there?
Thank you.
put the baby in the tablecloth and throw it up in the stable.